perceive we the love of God because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso hath this world's good and seeth his brother have a need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion for him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. It seemed to be that John and Paul had the same point of reference regarding the meaning of Christianity. The same that James had. James said, pure and undefiled, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this. He says, here is the meaning of Christianity. To visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Now, where did they get that? They got that from Jesus. Matthew chapter 25, as Jesus describes judgment and separates the sheep from the goats, the ones who were placed on the right hand, who were permitted to enter into the kingdom of heaven, were those whom by love served the least among them, and in so doing, served Christ. And so it is we find the apostles, early leaders, among Christians in the first century, articulating that message as Christianity began to take root in its early stages. For the love of Christ controls us because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. Are you living for yourself? Or are you living for the one who died for you? I appreciate your attention this evening. I hope that we have at least scratched the surface a little bit regarding the meaning of Christianity. If you're here tonight and you're not a Christian, you can become one. Because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the remission of sins is offered to you even tonight. If you would like to participate in the burial and resurrection of Christ, to walk in newness of life, to have hope of a resurrection and death, you need to be baptized. You can do that tonight. But if here as a child of God, as a Christian, you've lost your way, you have forgotten what the meaning of this faith you profess is all about, then you need to repent. And as we sing this song in just a moment, if you need to respond, perhaps all you need to do tonight is simply resolve to repent, to resolve to start living more for the one who died for you. But if your resolution requires of you that you would ask the prayers of the church to be offered on your behalf, we can pray for you tonight to seek the forgiveness that you need, to seek your renewal, to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. If we can help you be saved tonight, please come forward right now as together we stand and sing.